Sit back, relax, and crack a limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New, featuring the words of wisdom of some of our origin legends like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer, and Menzies. Now here's another legend, MG on the Rush Hour.
G'day to our much-loved podcasters here on the Rush Hour with MG. That's me. No show to upload tonight, but we've put together a couple of great chats from the week that we've just had, including Brad, Freddie Fittler, as well as an uncut version of the Robbie Farah chat that we had midweek. He was sounding fantastic, as well as my power rankings of the current NRL four packs from 5 to 1. Let me know what you think. Have a great weekend, everybody, and stay random.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and MG, there are not a lot of fairy tales in sport.
No.
I mean, you don't often get to write your own ending, but our next guest has that exact opportunity. After 247 games with the West Tigers, he was pushed out of the club. He spent a season and a half with the Rabbitohs, but on Sunday, he will run out onto his beloved Leichhardt Oval as a Tiger once again. Robbie Farah, welcome to the Rush Hour with the MG.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Fantastic, mate. Quite happy for you. These things, as Liam just mentioned, don't often work out for the player in question, but this time you get to go back to your beloved heartland, the Tigers.
Yeah, mate. It's, I guess, pretty crazy to think I'll be back there this week, running out onto Leichhardt Oval, you know, in the black and gold jersey. And never did I think I'd be back there in my playing career after leaving there 18 months ago. But I guess the way things have panned out this year, mate, an opportunity come up for me to go back, and Ivan was keen to get me back on board, mate. And for me, it's no better ending to my career than to go back to the club I love and hopefully finish my career there.
Yeah, and I suppose for any young bloke who's listening to this chat, never say never, because you never know what's going to be around the corner. And you go back at a really interesting time. We did the math the other day, myself and Liam here, about the Tigers and in particular the Raiders, who are just outside the eight. They're run home. And we figure you've got to win at least 6, maybe 7 games to make the eight. And with you and Mbai both joining the team, certainly gives them more of a chance.
Yeah, that's right, mate. You know, I've had a look at the ladder, obviously, but I think as a group, we just need to focus on that old cliche of taking it one week at a time. You know, we sat down today as a group, and I think first and foremost, they were really disappointed with their last start performance against Canberra, and I think for the way the team has performed this year, that last performance was really out of character for the group. You know, the Tigers this year have been a team that has been gritty and, you know, played for that 80 minutes and, really worked hard for each other, and I think they probably let themselves down in that last game. And as a group, we need to turn it around this Sunday against the Gold Coast. So, mate, it's a crucial game this Sunday against the Gold Coast. You know, they're a great side. I played against them in my last NRL game. You know, they're a tough team. So, we're going to have our work cut out for us on Sunday. But you know, that run to the semi starts on Sunday this week.
Robbie, you're back at the club now. Did you have conversations with Ivan before you returned to the Tigers?
To be honest, like, I met Ivan last year because he was actually the coach of the Lebanon side before he got the Tigers job. And then, you know, had a few discussions with him here and there, but, you know, he was happy with his hookers at the time, and, there was just no, there was no spot for me in the squad. So, but I guess as the season's panned out, young Jacob Little, who I know the club's got a really high opinion of, he's probably struggled a bit this year with, his body. Yeah, he's coming off the back of 2 shoulder reconstructions in the off season, and as a young kid, that's really hard to do. And I think he's probably struggled a bit with his confidence and the physical side of it. So, I guess bringing me back in hopefully can give him a bit more time and be a bit more patient to continue to get his body right. And mate, hopefully he's ready to step in the near future and take over that number 9 jersey.
And so, what has Ivan said to you as far as expectations go of you and your role in this team?
Yeah, look, I think for myself and Moses Mbai, obviously coming into the side in 2 key positions, it's coming in and just learning the structures as quickly as we can. And I guess putting our input into the game as well. Ivan's really good. You know, he wants us to come in and not be shy and speak up if we think there are a better way of doing things. But look, at the same time, the halves have been going really well. You know, Brooksy's been going great guns this year, as has Benji, and Joshie Reynolds in his limited game time. So, between the 4 of us in those key positions, mate, we haven't got any time to waste, because you know, if it does take us 3 or 4 weeks to work on those combinations, then our season is going to be gone by then. So, you know, we need to really work hard to get it right come this week and hit the ground running.
Robbie, what's the feedback been like from all the West Tigers fans?
Mate, it's been unbelievable, to be honest, MG. It's really given me that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Fantastic.
Not just the West Tigers fans, mate, but I think rugby league fans, as you said. I think everyone loves seeing, you know, a local player go back or play out his career at a club or go back to his old club. There's a good feel about it, I guess. And, you know, the Tigers fans have been great. You know, South Sydney, you know, were great and all the players there supported me. And even walking down the street, you know, yeah, just rugby league fans have been coming up and pat me on the back, which is nice. But at the same time, mate, I know I've got a job to do, and hopefully I can come in there and repay that faith that Ivan's put in me.
And Robbie, speaking of warm, fuzzy feelings, what did Benji say when he heard you were locked in to come back to the West Tigers?
Yeah, you know, he obviously played a major part in getting me back, Benj, and you know, to get back and you know, have the opportunity to hopefully play some footy with him again, it's pretty surreal, to be honest. You know, we made our debut together 15 years ago, and which makes me feel pretty old. And but to have the opportunity to play some footy again and hopefully rekindle that combination we had in past years is going to be something I'm really looking forward to. You know, he's been a great mate of mine through you know, not only through footy but through each other's lives. You know, we've shared some dark days together. We've shared some great times together, and hopefully there's some more good times on the horizon.
And they haven't, the club hasn't thought about reaching out to Bo Ryan to get the band back together?
Oh, God, no. I bloody hope not. I should have asked for a clause in my bloody contract. I would come back, I could get a release. So.
You mentioned that. You mentioned playing back with Benji, and I think not just Tigers fans, but I think rugby league fans would love to see that and can't wait to see that. So I wouldn't mind getting your opinion on the other big mate at West Tigers, Aaron Woods. Tiger, Bulldog, now a Sharky. It's a funny game, this rugby league.
Yeah, it is, mate. And, you know, I really feel for Woody this year, obviously. You know, he made a decision last year to leave the Tigers. And I know, you know, he loved the Tigers as well. So that wasn't an easy decision for him. And, mate, the Bulldogs are a great club. There's no doubt about that. But they're obviously going through a tough time at the moment on and off the field. And, unfortunately, it hasn't worked out for the big fella. And, yeah, he's had to move on. So, mate, it's been tough for him. Obviously, as I said, the Dogs haven't been going well, and Woodsy's lost his Origin jumper this year as well, which I know, you know, really, really cut him to the core. So, mate, I just hope he can go to the Sharks now and play some good footy. You know, he's in a side that will be competing for a semi-final spot, and he's got a lot of leadership and senior players around him, which hopefully will you know, release a lot of the burden that he's carried on his shoulders at the Bulldogs this year.
And Robbie, you're contracted to the end of the year. Obviously, you're not sure at this stage what happens beyond that, but you're already planning for life post footy. You've got your company 247 events set up. How's that all going?
Yeah, mate, it's going good. Other than the fact that I might have to change the business name now. So we named it 247 because when I finished up at the Tigers, I finished up at 247 NRL game. No, it's a bit of nostalgia there, mate. I might just keep the business name. But, yeah, 247, mate, doing some good things. It's really growing and something I'm really enjoying. Yeah, customising, you know, VIP packages to major sporting events here and around the world. You know, Super Bowls, US Masters, NBA, whatever you want. We had a great day on Sunday out at the Origin, which, you know, went off with a bang. And, yeah, there's a lot of good, exciting things coming up. So, mate, MG, we might have to get you on board one of our tours in the near future, mate.
Mate, I'm there for you, brother. Only if you promise us to come in and spend some time with us in studio.
Mate, sounds good.
Righto, done. Mate, listen, we're all rooting for you this weekend against the Titans, mate. May you have Godspeed, as they say in America, and let's make every post a winner, to use another cliche in rugby league.
No, thanks, fellas. Really appreciate it.
Robbie, as we let you go, you figured out, are you across all the captains the club has now? There's five of them at the West Tigers.
There might be six now.
Yeah.
Mate, that's good. As long as I don't have to talk to the referees, mate, anyone can do it.
Robbie Farrow, the West Tigers, taking on the Titans this weekend at Leichhardt Oval. We wish you the best of luck.
Cheers, fellas. Thank you.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. And MG, We welcome in the man who has become only the third New South Welshman to have captained and coached a winning Origin series alongside Wayne Pearce and Laurie Daly, Brad Fittler, coach of the New South Wales Blues. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It is a good afternoon, my brother. How you feeling?
I just woke up after 2 hours sleep.
Freddie, what are you dreaming about now when you do sleep, mate? Because you've achieved it. The Origin series is back. The Origin is back in New South Wales.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. Absolute privilege to be a part of last night. Yeah, I think the players were too. It's, you know, to be given that opportunity in front of all those people and, you know, to be given the challenge of defending your line in the last 10 minutes and have the crowd get in like they did, I think everyone was very grateful. And we're just really stoked for everyone for, you know, continued support really over a long time.
Incredible scenes of raw emotion at the end of the game. Brandy was telling me last night that after he went down to the coach's box onto the field, Jack DeBellin, Brandy went to cuddle him, and Jack DeBellin cuddled Brandy, and so he just cried for about 3 minutes in his chest. I mean, that gives you goosebumps.
And Brandy's, doesn't give his emotions out very easily, and just watching him before the game, wishing them all the best, and then a few times when he had a chat to the players, and you can see what State of Origin does, really. And then when everyone, you know, chips in and, works towards one thing, it's a pretty emotional thing. And then to get a result was just awesome.
Let's go through the game. 10-0 down. Billy Slater was back, and he was back in a big way because everything Queensland did in that opening 20 minutes he was part of. But some way, shape or form, the Baby Blues found a way to get back, and all of a sudden it was 18-10. And just like that, their defence was heroic, especially the 10 minutes that saw Jimmy the Jet off. I've never seen a team defend so well. Boyd Cordner was in gaga land. How did you ride that as a coach?
It was the right time if you're going to have someone simp in the fact that, you know, they were quite tired. Everyone was pretty tired, and then all of a sudden the crowd stepped in. So, you know, that gave us the other defender. I think a couple of the big plays, you know, I think Tedesco's tackle was incredible. Mm. You know, he was unbelievable, Callum Ponga, in his first game. So his tackle was incredible with so much space around him. And, of course, the Nathan Cleary one on Valentine Holmes, and so they were, you know, huge moments to those young lads. They'll remember that forever. But, mate, I'll tell you what, we went to the bench straight away and grabbed Peach and I think it was Frizzell and Peach, and it just gave us a little bit more mobility. And I thought the Peach was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You love the Peach, don't you? You love the Peach.
I love the Peach. Yeah. I love the Peach. It was me like... we're playing 500 all week. He's my joker. He's my joker.
Hey, Freddie, there's a bloke out there for New South Wales last night by the name of Latrell Mitchell, and there's some people who've, you know, we all know what he's capable of in attack and with the ball in his hand, but there's some people who've said he's prone to some errors. That hit, when he came out of the line and nailed that tackle last night, the smile on his face, it lit up ANZ Stadium when they showed him on the big screen. I mean, yeah. He just looks like he loves that big stage.
Oh, he does. I still remember the first time in the paper when we introduced the team, he had his blue jacket on and he had the back page to himself, and it was just one big smile. And that's I was really impressed, actually. I was a bit nervous about a few blokes, you know, playing this game because of the way Origin is and the way the team that gets beat always rebounds and plays better, and they just didn't disappoint. You know, and Queensland played such good footy in those early periods, and they were so slick. And, you know, all their tries were scored like in, you know, the last blade of grass on the footy field, basically. So they had to work for their points. But then watching Latrell, you know, they make an error and not hide and go for it again. You know, that's courage.
What a game. It was the first half went that quick because it was such a high quality of footy. 50-50 each way. I suppose in the end, and I suppose I don't think, I said at the top of the show, I said that the one thing that cost Queensland was a recognised goal kicker. You know, it was all,
absolutely.
There's a struck match between these two teams, and it's going to be that way forever. You need to have a goal kicker in your bloody team.
We've got to have a goal kicker, but the thing is as well, I applaud our defence because they scored all their tries in the the last bit of grass. And, you know, if I was a kid and I'm playing, all my coach ever said was make them score out wide if they got a score. And that's why people, you know, chase when they know they're not going to stop a try, but just to force the goal kicker wider.
Mm.
You know, we thought that might happen. So, they did. They just defended and defended. And I'm just actually looking at the paper, and there's a Gagai try that was a no try, you know, and that was on the last bit of grass as well.
We saw the emotion on field amongst these players, and James Maloney in the press conference, he said that he and, you know, a couple of others like Boyd Corden probably understood a bit more than some of these young fellas just what this series victory meant. Were there any of the debutants or first-timers that you're a bit worried about from a celebration point of view?
Not from a celebration, right? They're good lads. They're good fun, actually, so... No, I'm only a bit of myself when I was their age. So
oh, I hope not. Jesus Christ.
I was just trying not to be a narc, really.
yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the thing. I think what's happened, you remind me a lot of this Gareth Southgate, the English soccer manager at the moment. He's had a... When you're with the 16s, you're in, you know, like an academy-type role. You're watching these kids. You've been watching a lot of these kids for 4 or 5 years come through the system and identifying these kids from an early age. And I think this is very similar to what England done with this Southgate. He was there... academy coach, and now he's had all these blokes come through, and they're having great results at the World Cup. But not many people know that yourself and Jamie Feeney have had, you know, New South Wales emerging blues for a long, long time.
Yeah, we had a few of those blokes come through: Angus Crichton, Latrell Mitchell, Nathan Cleary. Yeah, but we've had a lot of them come through, and that's important. You know, just watching these kids, and they're not foreign when they come in for the first day. And I knew they loved their footy, and that's why we kicked them.
Well, you had the whole of New South Wales behind you last night. The crowd atmosphere was absolutely amazing. And from a media perspective as well, Brad, as we let you go, well, you've probably got some more hours of sleep to catch up on. But the access that yourself and Tracy Edmondson and Peter Parr and the whole culture you've created around the New South Wales Blues camp, the access you provided, we've appreciated it. The fans have appreciated it. And I think, you know, that's evidenced by the support that was there last night.
Yeah, totally agree. And I think that also goes back to the players. They, you know, they did a lot of community stuff. They did a lot of media stuff. They did a lot of stuff in the, you know, in the short space of time that we had them. So for them to find the energy and all that, that's what Origin's always about. They've got to sell the game.
Just as a side note before we say goodbye, what about this? Out of all the odds, Caelan Ponga, out of all the people out of all the people at ANZ Stadium, he took his headgear off, and guess who he gave it to?
I know. Oh, you give it to Brandy's kid.
Brandy's kid, Bo. Brandy's young kid. Brandy's son, Bo. Okay, he hasn't taken the smile.
He's converting.
My daughter Raffles right next to him, and she's going, "Oh, give it to me." But Bo's won the jackpot.
Brandy had it in his bag actually under the table when we're back at the hotel, and someone went to touch the bag, and he nearly attacked him.
Brad Fittler, Origin winning coach, first time a rookie coach has done it since Ricky Stewart in 2005. Congratulations! Enjoy the rest of this, and we'll speak to you ahead of Game 3.
Thank you.
Peace out, Rickster.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the Catch Up podcast daily from the Triple M app. I got that power.
You get a look in your eye whenever this music comes on that scares me.
Because you know what, it takes me straight to a place, Liam.
These are MG's Power Rankings, brought to you by Tyre Power. MG.
The filter this week is the top 5 forward packs in the competition as we speak.
Ooh.
As we speak, I was supposed to say then, mate.
So sorry.
Our timing's been off a little bit tonight.
It has.
What's going
five.
On?
Sorry.
Five.
It takes me one leap to get across there.
Top 5 forward packs in the competition.
Okay, number 5, Melbourne Storm. Slowly building for a great year, you sense, but they've got Big Nelson, the Bromwich brothers, Cafusi, Glasby, Hoffman, Welsh, Cassiano, and that man, Cameron Smith.
Four.
Sharkies. Now with Aaron Woods there, Fifita, Brayley, Pryor, Lewis, Graham, Gallen, Seguiaro.
That's fourth.
That's a mad, mad pack. It's an aging pack, you've got to admit, but they've got some young guns.
Very
in
experienced.
Jack Williams and Sorensen and Capewell. This very good pack.
Three.
The Panthers. Merrin, Katoa, Campbell Gillard is out with a broken jaw, but he'll be back soon. Kickow's back this weekend. Yo, Fisher Harris, Harawira Naira, Tarmow, Youngins in Egan, Leota, and Hetherington. Good pack.
MG naming his power rankings the best forward packs in the competition. We do it for Tyre Power. At Tyre Power, purchase 4 or more selected Michelin tyres and receive a gift card worth up to $100.
Two.
South Sydney Rabbitohs on fire at the minute. The Rabbitohs are the team looking like the team to beat in this year's competition. The Burgess brothers times 3: Tom, George, and Sam, Damien Cook, John Sutton, Angus Crichton, Cameron Murray on fire. This forward pack.
MG's power rankings forward pack: 5 was Melbourne, 4 was the Sharks, 3 was the Panthers, 2 was the Rabbitohs. 2. That is like an international slash origin rep.
Wait to hear number one.
One.
The Dragons, an all-star pack, James Graham, Cam McGuinness, Paul Vaughan, Frizzell, Sims, DeBellin, off the bench, Armour, Sally, and Lattimore, who's in career best form. So, look, them five packs are all very, very good, and on their day, they could be the best pack in the competition.
And it shows you how important a forward pack is, because all those teams at the pointy end of the ladder at the moment. Can I just throw a forward pack at you, MG?
Yes.
When I find it on my piece of paper. I'm just going to read you out the names here.
Okay.
Matt Scott, Jake Granville, Scott Bolton, Gavin Cooper, Cohen Hess, Jason Taumalolo.
Well, that last name was certainly important, Taumalolo, but the rest haven't been in real good form this year. And look, on paper, yes, very good team, very good pack. But Liam, when was the last time you've seen a rugby league game played on paper?
I haven't.
There you go.
MG, we're out of time. We got to go.
He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay around him, Sydney.
That's been the Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast with the legendary MG. If you want more words of wisdom from Origin greats like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer and Menzies, pick yourself up the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tuis New today.